You're listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today I want to really connect several stories together. And the one that's getting a lot of attention is it seems that our president, who's overseas giving speeches, no one's listening to him but the people there, is getting rattled, getting scared of who? Donald Trump. Now, why would I say that? The lying lunatic left needs a third term for Obama. Otherwise, most, and I would say literally all of his so-called legacy goes down the toilet where it should be flushed repeatedly to make sure it doesn't come back. Now, you know that Trump is getting to our president when he says this abroad.
They are paying very close attention to this election. I think it's fair to say that they are surprised by the Republican nominee. They are not sure how seriously to take some of his pronouncements, but they're rattled by him, and for good reason, because a lot of the proposals that he's made display either ignorance of world affairs or a cavalier attitude or an interest in getting tweets and headlines instead of actually thinking through what it is that is required to keep America safe and secure and prosperous, and what's required to keep the world on an even keel.
I'm going to have a number of comments about that, but I was really struck by his word cavalier. If there's any president that's cavalier, and it's cavalier with the truth, is President Obama. You see, President Obama and Donald Trump have something in common, and I'll be the first one, and actually common with Hillary Clinton as well. All three of them are narcissists, but not your run-of-the-mill narcissists, people that have narcissistic personality disorder. Now, what you need to quickly understand, and I will qualify this, most people that have this disorder never seek help. They need help, but they never seek it. And many of them are high achievers. You see a lot of these people that have this disorder in politics, in acting, the professions, both medicine and law. And they have two fundamental characteristics. There are many attributes. And it really takes someone going to a qualified doctor who treats people with this disorder to get a diagnosis. And that's why I qualify this. But the people that do treat these people and know what they speak will tell you. They lack empathy and they're liars. They lack empathy and they're liars. We see the lying in both President Obama every day, Hillary Clinton every day, and yes, Donald Trump every day. And that's a problem because that means the American people can't take at face value what these people say. They simply don't trust their own elected representatives and senators, and in this case, president, that has a very serious psychological problem. I say this because this president, and they're also very arrogant. That's the third characteristic. They lie, they lack empathy, and they're very, very arrogant. And they don't like criticism at all. They're very thin-skinned. And they certainly don't like people telling the truth about them. Now, Donald Trump, as you would expect, replied to President Obama's comment at a press conference he was giving. Let's listen in.
Well, look, he's a president who's done a horrible job. Everybody understands that. He's a president who's allowed many of these countries to totally take advantage of him and us, unfortunately. And he's got to say something. And it's unusual that every time he has a press conference, he's talking about me. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But I will say this. He is a man who shouldn't be really, you know, airing his difficulties, and he shouldn't be airing what he's airing where he is right now. And I think that you're going to see it stop pretty soon. He has not done a good job. Today we're giving a big speech on energy. We're going to see some amazing things happen with our country on energy. And I look forward to doing it. But President Obama, you know, you see what's happened. You see where we're going. We're a divided country. We have tremendous difficulty, tremendous problems. And we're going to solve those problems. We're going to solve them fast. Okay?
That was Donald Trump at a press conference. And before I forget, well, two things. One, for the new listeners, the way you listen to the show is go to promptpops.wordpress.com. That's promptpops, promptpops.wordpress.com. And if you go there, right under my picture, you'll see links to 60 to 80 of the most recent shows. But below that, you'll see some of my show prep for today in terms of videos, articles, photographs, and I'll have more information that I'll post to it because I'm somewhat in a rush situation today. I learned rather late that I was expecting at least an hour more of preparation than I didn't get. Give you that, those links, as well as I want you to make up your own mind. And that's why I give you my show notes, which is this blog page that has additional information. And you can review the videos, the articles at your leisure. And at the very bottom, you'll have links to all the past shows. Now, getting back to what's going on here, Donald Trump has learned today from reports, AP reported, as well as the New York Times, that Donald Trump now has over 1,237 delegates. 1,238 is what's being reported. And remember, the primaries are not over. What this means, if those reports are accurate, as Donald Trump is most certainly going to be the nominee for the Republican Party, whether or not the progressives in the Republican Party like it or not, especially the neoconservatives, in particular Bill Kristol, that's really making an ass of himself. But he's entitled to that because no one really listens to Bill Kristol, except the neocons. They're the warmongers. I brought them up for a reason. They have gotten those people in Congress, the neocons, and their friends in talk radio, some still in talk radio, some now semi-retired. They gave us the war in Iraq. Now, I'll be the first to say I was on the fence. 9-1-1 was not caused by Saddam Hussein. There are many reasons to take him out. I'll be the first one to say it. But that's the problem with U.S. foreign policy. It's been very interventionist. And when you do that, it costs a lot of money and a lot of lives, blood and treasure. And it's destabilized the Middle East. That is the net result of both what George W. Bush started and what Barack Obama unfortunately ended poorly. George W. Bush rushed in and Barack Obama rushed out. As a result, we have the Islamic State killing people, engaged in genocide, largely of other Muslims that don't agree with their version of Islam. They're Sunnis, but they're technically Wahhabis or Salafists. And if you don't agree with their religious beliefs, you run the good chance of being executed, crucified, beheaded, shot. And these people control good portions of Iraq and Syria. Now, what's interesting, the president used that word cavalier. Remember, this is the president that kept drawing these red lines until he found out the American people don't support intervention in Syria. And who saved his bacon on this one? The Russians, of all people. Remember, we're slowly but surely getting rid of nerve gas, chemical weapons in Syria. A lot of them have been destroyed. So there's been some good. But what's happened? The death toll is over 250,000 in Syria because of the civil war between the Assad regime, supported by Hezbollah, who are Shia, who are in turn supplied and supported and really led by the Islamic Republic of Iran. We have a president whose foreign policy has failed, And his economic policies have failed. We're substantially below a 3.5% growth rate, which has been the historical trend over decades of time. We're into 2%. And we never had a year of over 3% in his entire administration. This is the worst economic performance in terms of recovery since the Depression. So on both fronts, domestically and in foreign affairs, this president is incompetent. He's a failure. And ultimately, the American people will decide November whether or not he deserves a third term. And what I mean by that, Hillary Clinton runs and wins. Well, I don't think she's going to win. I think she's going to get the nomination, though, because the fix is in. Barack Obama knows at this late stage, and so does the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton has to be the nominee despite all her, let us say, shortcomings in terms of integrity and character. It's only a matter of time before her crimes catch up with her. Now, Barack Obama and Attorney General Loretta Lynch will make sure that happens after the election, one way or the other. Even if Barack Obama is forced to pardon her, he much prefers that being after the election. Preferably his last day in office or the next to the last day in office. You need to keep that in mind. Barack Obama is a lame duck. And what's even frustrating to him, I think deep down he knows he's a failure. He'll never say that. He'll never admit that. And that's why narcissists surround themselves with people that tell them how great they are. They're not great. They're people with severe psychological problems. Doesn't mean they can't achieve things. Obviously, President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump all have records of achievement. Now, you can evaluate that achievement, and that's what the American people are going to be doing. Barack Obama is probably one of the worst presidents, not in the history of the United States. We've had some bad presidents, and you always need to have that historical context. But he's not a good president. He's certainly not an excellent president. He's not even mediocre. He's a failed president, and the time is running out. And he knows it. So he goes abroad, makes speeches. The great threat is still climate change. We have a president that's a laughingstock around the world. And the leaders of nations are taking advantage of him. Trump is right on this. And yes, the world leaders are rattled because guess what? There's a new sheriff coming to town. And he's taking names. And he's not going to put up with the bad guys that don't wish the American people and our nation well. But there's a problem or a concern that I have. Barack Obama more and more is acting like a tyrant. Now, the one area that I think is very clear, there are many, you know, if Congress wanted to impeach, there are many articles of impeachment. As a matter of fact, Ted Cruz researched it and came up. What are those areas where Barack Obama is not enforcing the law? Remember, that's one of the key functions of government, enforce existing law. The one area that's impacting all Americans today, some would say positively, some would say adversely, is the fact that we've had for a period now of over 16 years, it's really a period of about 20 years, our country has been invaded. Yes, invaded, folks. Now, when a country is invaded, the Constitution makes very clear, and I don't have a copy in front of me, but it's spelled out. The federal government is responsible for stopping invasions of this country. I think most Americans believe that. Now, most of you are thinking, well, wait a minute, did I miss something? I haven't seen military troops paratrooping into various cities or on the beaches charging. No, you haven't seen. That's not the invasion I'm talking about. But the invasion is getting worse. It's continuing and it's getting worse. What I'm talking about is every year when George W. Bush was president and when Barack Obama was president, every year, without fail, millions of illegal aliens have entered this country illegally. It is the responsibility of the federal government to enforce the immigration laws, and they're not doing it. Now, I keep hearing the number, and I'm getting really frustrated on this. Even some of my favorite talk shows use the number. They need to do a little bit more show prep. And I'll first say, no one really knows the actual precise number, and the government is not going to tell you what the number is. What I'm referring to is the number of illegal aliens that are here. The number you'll hear over and over again is 11 and 12 million, and that comes from, when you trace it all back, it's based on Bureau of the Census information. The problem is they grossly understate the problem. And the reason I say that is if you go to the Border Patrol, both on the Canadian border and Mexican border, but primarily the Mexican border. And you talk to the supervisors, the people in charge, as well as the agents down there, Border Patrol agents. They're on the front lines. There are our first responders, if you will, for this invasion. And they will tell you for every one they detain, in other words, capture, sneaking into the United States, either over the fence, under the fence, or tunneling, however they get into the United States, crossing the U.S.-Mexican border, and that's only a little 50 to 60% of the problem. I'll get to the other part in a second. For every one they detain, three to five, they don't. In other words, they escape. They say a very conservative number is three. They think an average number is around seven. And the numbers do fluctuate, both by location and time of year. I understand that. But I'm talking annually. In the past, until Barack Obama became president and started not enforcing the law, on average, around a million were detained per year. In other words, 3 to 4 million got in, minimum. And they're still here, and they're still working here. Some of them go back, but I'm factoring that out. I'm making an allowance for that. You do the math. 3 million a year for 15 years, that's 45 million. For 20 years, that's 60 million. I believe it's somewhere between 30 and 50 million. I don't know what the exact number is. The best estimates really have to come from the government because they're the only ones that have the spy satellite that photographs our borders and have the photographic analysis expertise to really tell us. It's been going on for a good 15 years, minimum. As a lowball estimate, figure 2 million a year for 15 years. That's 30 million. If it's 3 million a year, it's 45. If it's 4 million a year, it's 60 million. If you tried to pin me down, I would say we're near the high end, maybe even more than 50 million. And there are videos of people that work for the INS. Before we had ICE, which is Immigration Customs Enforcement, we had Immigration Naturalization Service. And they're responsible for enforcing the law and prosecuting people that break into our country. Now, there's a reason why I'm highlighting this, and I'm not giving another immigration show, although some of you have heard this before, but it's not an immigration show. It's really about the rule of law. The American people believe in the rule of law. They want the laws of the land to be enforced, and they expect it to be enforced. What they don't want this country to turn into is a corrupt government, a failed state such we have in Mexico. We don't want the rule of men. We want the rule of law. And it's rather insidious when you have a president that won't enforce the law by allowing and encouraging illegals to come here. And because of his policy, 26 states have sued in federal court and are still waiting an answer. The problem is that sets the tone. And people start saying, well, if the law doesn't apply to them, why should I obey it? Why should I be the fool? Why should I be the sucker? Because by not enforcing the law, my children and grandchildren can't get jobs. See, whatever the number is, there's at least 20 to 25 million, some would say higher than that, of illegal aliens working here. And only part of the problem is the Mexican-U.S. border. The other is people overstaying their visas. Coming here legally on a visa, which says after a certain period of time, 3 months, 6 months, a year, you go home. And you agree to it. I will go home. And they don't go home. They stay here, they like it, and they work here. That's a crime. And they're able to do that because the United States government, the federal government, is not enforcing immigration law within the interior of the United States. We don't have you don't have the judges, you don't have the attorneys, you don't have the agents, the investigators needed to enforce immigration law, especially if the number is somewhere between 30 and 50 million. It will take probably 10 years minimum to roll back this invasion if we have a president that's serious about it. Now, Barack Obama, that's not what he wants. He wants open borders. The Democratic Party strategy is all of these people get amnesty. That means citizenship, or they can vote, collect welfare, attend public school, get Medicaid, get Obamacare. That's their goal, amnesty for all the illegal aliens that are here. And there's a lot of them, and it's not 11 or 12. I always emphasize this and have to spend 5 minutes going over it for this reason. If the American people truly knew the size of the problem, they would be marching in the streets. Now, what's happened several times this week that I really didn't get into? There have been protesters at Donald Trump rallies outside of wherever they're holding the rally, the event, and they're waving Mexican flags. That's an organized effort to disrupt what's going on inside. And they've been attacking the police. They don't like Donald Trump for the simple reason he wants to enforce the law. I hope he lives up to his promises and builds the wall, because that's what the American people have heard. I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a door in it. Now, my reservations on Trump, he also says, and he said this in a debate, so it's a public record, well, after I've deported all the illegals, starting with the criminals, I'll have an expedited visa process so they, most of them, can come back. Well, that's not what the American people want, Mr. Trump. They want the invasion stopped, and they want the illegals that are here to go home. That's what the majority of the American people want. Now, I've been a little critical of Trump, and that's why I don't trust any of them. But let me tell you what Hillary Clinton is about. She wants, in her first 100 days, to give amnesty to all the illegal aliens that are here, all of them. That now that will get them out of the shadows real quick. She wants to reward criminal behavior by giving them citizenship. She wants open borders. The American people don't want that. So if you thought Barack Obama was bad in terms of not enforcing the law, Hillary Clinton is worse, a lot worse. And the American people will come out in November to vote her down. They might, a lot of people don't trust or like Trump. I understand that. But let me tell you something. They really don't trust and really dislike or hate Hillary Clinton. And that's why her poll numbers are going south. And the Democratic Party is getting rattled, including Barack Obama. He knows Donald Trump is a competitor. He hits back. He's not dealing with what I call rollover Republicans. They get a question or a comment from the press and they roll over. No, Donald Trump fights back. See, our allies are rattled by the fact we have such a weak president that's tearing down this country. Now, the American people know what's going on, and they will come out to vote to make sure that Mr. Obama and his friends, what I call the lying lunatic left, are voted out of office, not only in terms of the presidency, but in the Senate and in the House. Now, I'm not a Democrat or Republican, but I will not vote for any Democrat because they want to turn this country over to criminal aliens. And see, once they get citizenship, the game's over. Then it's Plan B. Where do you move to? And that's sort of the running joke in the newsroom. I've narrowed it down to New Zealand and Antarctica. And Antarctica is looking real good. Rather cold, but real good. Now, will the lying lunatic left, are they above the law? I don't think so. I'm somewhat of an optimist here. I have faith that eventually the American people wake up. And they're wide awake, folks. They don't like what's going on. And the more I research it, and I'm not making a forecast here, a projection, but more and more, by training and education, I'm an economist. An economist will tell you a recession is two consecutive quarters of negative growth in real gross domestic product, which is the total final goods and services that the United States economy produces. I think we're in a recession right now that could easily turn into a depression because we have not had above market trends in real GDP growth. See, usually when you come out of a recession, especially a bad recession, and this recession, last recession, ended in June of 2009, and then the expansion started in July of 2009. Usually, as the economy expands and comes out of recession, you should be getting growth rates of first 3, then 4, 5, 6%. Now, you can't keep those high rates, but normally what happens, you'll see a peak and then you'll regress to the mean, which is about 3.5%. We haven't seen that. We've had one or two quarters of about 4% growth, but not for the year. We're on the verge of another recession. We'll know shortly whether that's true, because when the second quarter is done, 2 months after that, and that's about August, we'll know for sure whether or not we're in a recession or not. I hope we're not. I bring it up because we have a president that's clueless. He doesn't understand that his own economic policies are responsible for the stagnating economy. See, the presidents, I don't care who the president is, they don't create jobs. Get that out of your head. You know, they like to say, well, I created jobs. He hasn't created jack, okay? Nothing. Entrepreneurs, business owners in the private sector, mainly new small firms, that's where the job creation is. And that requires new businesses being formed and existing businesses expanding their operations by investing in plant and equipment, office buildings, computers, software. In other words, investments so they can service their new customers. And what have we been seeing? We've been seeing declining profits, declining revenues, and now declining shipments. All indicators that the economy, again, is going into a recession. In other words, Mr. Barack Obama's economic policies have resulted in 8 years of a stagnating economy. His foreign policy is leading to nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. Nuclear proliferation. Ladies and gentlemen, that's dangerous. That means countries like Saudi Arabia, Iran, get nuclear weapons. You see, the Saudis are afraid of Iran because Iran wants to be the dominant power in the Middle East. The Saudis used to be a very reliable ally of us, but they don't trust this president. They don't respect him, and they don't trust him. They think he's taken the side of Iran, and guess what? He has. And they also believe he's retreating. He is retreating. Now, I'm not for an interventionist policy, but nor am I for a cut-and-run policy. See, Barack Obama blew it when he made his number one priority getting out of Iraq. If he wanted to have stability in Iraq, the United States would have had to keep probably anywhere from 25,000 to 50,000 troops in Iraq to be umpire, to keep the Sunni and the Shia apart. He did not follow the recommendations of both the military, the Department of Defense, the Joint Chiefs, as well as the State Department. And as a result of that, we have the Islamic State engaged in terrorist activities. And we have a raging civil war not only in Iraq, but also in Syria. And because he wanted to have a so-called legacy with Iran, this leads directly to more terrorism because the Iranians got a lot of their assets that were frozen were given back. I already believe they already have a nuclear weapon, by the way. But this guarantees they're going to have a lot of them and eventually we'll test them. See, at some point, the Israeli government is going to say, listen, we can't rely on the United States anymore. Our nation is directly threatened by the nuclear weapons of Iran. We're taking the bomb factories out. They'll go it alone and do it. Why? They fear for their country and their people. This president has poisoned the relationship between the United States and Israel. It can be quickly healed if Donald Trump wins. Yeah, there's a cavalier attitude. It's the arrogance of this president thinking that his policies are a success when objectively, whether it's domestically or internationally, they're not. I'm looking at the time. I'll hopefully have at least 5 or 10 more minutes. I just got the message. I have 10 minutes. So I was amused hearing what Barack Obama said. He first of all, shouldn't have said it when he's abroad. If he's going to engage in this, do it when he's back in the White House. Donald Trump had it right. Let me play what Donald Trump said again, because I think Donald Trump had it right.
They are paying very close attention to this election. I think it's fair to say that they are surprised by the Republican nominee. They are not sure how seriously to take some of his pronouncements, but they're rattled by him, and for good reason, because a lot of the proposals that he's made.
I want countries to be rattled. Because the United States is the sucker of the world. And we have a president that wants to bring down the United States. That's what he's about. He badmouths this country and its people every chance he gets. He's a Marxist-Leninist. He's been trained to be that. And he's ruining this economy. And he's ruining our friendships with allies abroad, both in Europe and in the Middle East, especially with Israel. So I'm glad I'm now counting the months. I can't wait till I'm counting the weeks and the days before this president is out of office. The problem is Hillary Clinton, because she's worse. She's incompetent. Our failed foreign policy, remember, she was Secretary of State, is directly traced to Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama had a lot to say about this. He ultimately makes the decision. He could overrule her at any time. Our intervention in Libya was because of Hillary Clinton and the people in the State Department. Where has that led? The Islamic State has a large presence in Libya today. Libya is another failed state. We had to flee the country. Our diplomatic personnel there had to flee the country. That's how bad it is. Iraq is in a civil war. Syria is in a civil war. And now what Barack Obama is doing is allowing Syrian refugees that we can't truly vet come to this country. The American people don't want that. Donald Trump wanted to stop this until we get a handle of it, a handle on it. Donald Trump is right. And I'm not a supporter of Donald Trump, but I know which of the two is the better choice. I don't want the continued open borders invasion of this country that Hillary Clinton wants. If she announces, as she intends to announce, if she gets elected, amnesty for all illegal aliens here, what do you think's going to happen? There won't be 3, 4, or 5 million coming here. There'll be tens of millions coming here. The lady's incompetent. She's a liar. She's incompetent. She's dangerous. Just as dangerous as Barack Obama is. They're both ideological. Barack Obama is definitely a socialist communist. Hillary Clinton is a progressive, which is one step away from that. And they both suffer from narcissistic personality disorder. In other words, they don't have empathy. In other words, they don't really care about you and me. They lie, and they're arrogant, and they believe they know what's best for you and me. Well, excuse me, ma'am. I'm not impressed with either President Obama's record or your part in that administration. And what you want to do will destroy this country, and the American people are rising up. They know the reason the Democratic Party is pursuing this is they want a lock on the presidency, the House, and the Senate. And with 30 million plus new voters granted amnesty and citizenship can vote, it's a one-party country. God forbid that happens. That's why people jokingly now say, what's plan B? I think I better save some money and go to another country. The American people don't want that, and the majority of the American people can't do that. That's not an option. But they still have a limited amount of power, and that is to vote against the worst candidate. And the worst candidate is Hillary Clinton, by far. And who's backing her? Barack Obama. Wait and see when he's going to give her that pardon. He wants to wait to the last minute in January. But if the FBI, either this weekend or maybe over the 4th of July, finally completes their investigation and sends a criminal referral to the Department of Justice, that should, under normal circumstances, kill the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. I don't think it's going to happen. The FBI can make the referral, but nothing's going to happen. The Department of Justice will take its sweet time, drag it out, and the Attorney General and or the President won't go forward with it. And most likely at that point, if their hand is forced, Barack Obama will use the precedent of Vice President Gerry Ford when he pardoned Richard Nixon. And Nixon resigned in disgrace, and to heal the wounds, then President Ford gave him a pardon. That's what Obama is doing. I think even when the FBI sends over that criminal referral, she's not getting out, folks. She's been wanting to be the first woman president going on 50 years. She knows this is the last, literally the last opportunity for that to happen. She will say and do anything to accomplish that. That's why she's dangerous. And she has a record of going after the people that are critical of it. She likes to blame this on a conspiracy of the right. Well, excuse me, ma'am. The FBI and your own Inspector General in the State Department, that I don't think they're part of the conspiracy. You're the criminal, ma'am, and you're the one that should be prosecuted. You shouldn't be nominated, but you will be. And I believe Donald Trump will win and win in a landslide. Not because the American people love Donald Trump. But they fear Hillary Clinton. They know deep down you can't trust her. They don't like her. They don't trust her. She is very fundamentally wrong for this country. And her policies on immigration would destroy this country. The American people and their elected representatives, once they get some courage, fortitude, need to stop Hillary Clinton, but the best way to stop her is in November voting against her and voting for Donald Trump. Are you taking a risk? Yes, you are. Because I don't trust Donald Trump either, but he's definitely head and shoulders over Hillary Clinton. You see, the lying lunatic left think they can get away with it. And guess what? They have. For 8 years, they've gotten away with it. There will be a day of reckoning. The scales of justice will be balanced. And if President Obama does not give her her pardon, she will have her day in court to prove that she's not guilty of compromising the national security, repeated violations, numerous violations of having highly classified sensitive information at all levels, from confidential to top secret to special compartmented information on her server. The Inspector General's report puts a lie to much, if not all, of what Hillary Clinton has said. But that doesn't lead to a criminal prosecution. We rely on the FBI to do a professional, comprehensive, independent investigation, and I believe they're doing it. But they need to quickly wrap that up. Time is running out, and submit that criminal referral to the Justice Department, because I know, and they know, the Justice Department, headed by Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who reports directly to Barack Obama, will use anything they can to make sure that the attorneys assigned to this case do not recommend that a grand jury should hear this. They'll try to squash it. In other words, the fix is in. The American people and their representatives will scream bloody murder. And I think even Barack Obama knows that. Deep down, he knows this. That's why he doesn't want a criminal referral before the election. And he certainly doesn't want to pardon her before the election. But I hope he has to do that. In other words, his hand is forced. Let's play, finally, Donald Trump's response.
Well, look, he's a president who's done a horrible job. Everybody understands that. He's a president who's allowed many of these countries to totally take advantage of him, and us, unfortunately. And he's got to say something. And it's unusual that every time he has a press conference, he's talking about me. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But I will say this. He is a man who shouldn't be really, you know, airing his difficulties, and he shouldn't be airing what he's airing where he is right now. And I think that you're going to see it stop pretty soon. He has not done a good job. Today we're giving a big speech on energy. We're going to see some amazing things happen with our country on energy. And I look forward to doing it. But President Obama, you know, you see what's happened. You see where we're going. We're a divided country. We have tremendous difficulty, tremendous problems. And we're going to solve those problems. We're going to solve them fast. Okay.
Now, tomorrow's show, I'm going to pick it up there. I'm going to review what Donald Trump says regarding energy. I'll sort of guess he's going to revive the coal industry. He's going to make sure fracking takes place across this country when the pipelines are built and the United States becomes totally and completely energy independent. That's what I think he will say, and the people will cheer. You see, energy is critical. And I'll say more about this tomorrow, but energy is critical. For a growing economy, you need affordable or cheap energy, both for electrical power. Think about that for a minute. I don't care if you sell goods or services, you need electrical power for heating, lighting to run your computers, and you need energy in terms of fuel to distribute your goods and services by truck or car or van, however you get your goods and services to market. What has the left been doing? They think solar panels are the answer. You can't run an industrialized country on windmills and solar panels. That's the lunatic left led by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. So I'm willing and probably going to cover that speech of Donald Trump. With that, let's close on a more positive note with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.